should be painless.
Who said
All right, we'll call to order the Stevensville Town Council meeting. This is a special meeting for October 30th, 2019. Ms. Hoffman, would you please call roll?
Mayor Dooley.
Here.
Councilmember Holcomb.
Here.
Councilmember Gibson.
Here.
Councilmember Vick.
Here.
And Councilmember Short.
Here.
Great, thank you. If you please rise and join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we're convened tonight for one item of business. It could be considered as a ministerial act, and that is Resolution 450, requesting distribution of bridge and road safety accountability program funds. So the BARSA program, as we refer to it, was developed out of the recent 2 cent per gallon increase in gas tax. The legislature developed a program in addition to the normal gas tax funds where they allocate money aside out of that 2% increase for communities, and then we have to submit to Department of Transportation for that funding with a resolution. If we don't submit by November 1st for that funding, then it goes back into the pot and they redistribute it to other communities who request it. So we had requested fiscal year 18-19's funding already, and that had been done, and we want to leverage that funding with the fiscal year 19-20 money. The resolution refers to citywide road maintenance, but specifically we're looking at the 3rd Street resurfacing project for this funding in the spring. It does require a match, and that match has been allocated in the general fund street budget, which is around $2,000. Robert has the exact dollar amounts. You want to share those with us?
Well, the grant they're going to give us is $27,350.50. And we guys get 10.20 for that, so that's still not going to be back here by $2,000, which we've already in the budget, so it's kind of.
And this revenue has been budgeted for as well in the BARSA fund, which we keep separate from the gas tax.
Okay.
I'd counsel like to proceed.
I make a motion that we do that.
Okay, there's a motion to approve Resolution 450. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved by Mr. Gibson, seconded by Mr. Vick to approve Resolution 450, requesting distribution of Bridge and Road Safety Accountability Program funds. Council discussion. Public comment. All right, hearing none, I'll call for the vote. Councilmember Holcomb?
Aye.
Councilmember Sherwood?
Aye.
Councilmember Vick?
Aye.
Councilmember Gibson?
Aye.
All right, that concludes the business portion of the agenda. Is there any public comment for the item on the agenda or under the jurisdiction of the town of Stevensville? Sure, Mr. Gibson.
Mayor, maybe for Monica's benefit, the staff, you could. I saw it on Facebook, but explain what's going on with the streaming, that it's a technical problem. You know, I saw it on Facebook.
Sure.
Because really it's nobody's fault, and I just think if you could explain what's kind of going on.
Yes, and so we've heard lots of feedback regarding streaming and that the video has been inconsistent on Facebook. To give you an idea of how it's set up, the feed for the camera goes to a workstation on the other side of that wall, and so while a meeting is going on, unless the chief happens to be in his office, nobody's monitoring that feed to make sure it stays up or that it does what it's supposed to do. We've discovered in consulting with our internet service provider as well as some IT folks that our infrastructure here in the building is showing some reliability issues where the internet speed is dropping out at that workstation and it's not keeping the feed going online.
So is there a possibility to fix it?
Yes, we're working through that fix. They're evaluating the equipment we have because the last time we upgraded any internet infrastructure in here was 5 or 6 years ago. And when we did that, we bought used equipment. So The switches and things in the building are very old, so we're working with an IT provider or IT professional to resolve that. Until then, because of the unreliability and the frustration with the live feed, we've suspended live feeds of the meetings until we can get that resolved. And in the meantime, we'll make it a priority that the recordings from the meetings are posted on the website as timely as possible. So in most cases, that can happen the same day.
I just have one more question, not on that.
Sure.
So other than this, we might have to have another meeting on this land issue, or we might not.
Possibly, yeah.
But so right now, we're just looking at the 14th of November, because the fourth Thursday is Thanksgiving. And then we would only have a meeting the 12th, do we need to have one before Christmas, or what are you thinking?
Right now, we're proceeding with just bringing all of the business that needs to be attended to between now and the first of the year into those two meetings.
The 14th of November and the 12th of December.
Correct, unless council requests another meeting.
Unless we have to do that.
And then if we need to do a special meeting for a time-sensitive issue, we'll call that.
All right.
Okay. Anything further? All right, if there's nothing else, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Is there a second? All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Meeting's adjourned. Thanks, everyone.